This is the Afternoon Magazine. Good afternoon. I'm Celeste Quinn. Artist Rosalind Schwartz joins me in this portion of the program to talk about her work and a showing of her work at a gallery in downtown Urbana. Rosalind Schwartz was born in St. Louis. She has a Bachelor of Fine Arts and a Master's of Fine Arts in Painting. Last year, she took an early retirement from the University of Illinois School of Art and Design to focus on her work and upcoming exhibitions. The show now underway in Urbana, Collages and a Suite of Paintings, continues through the end of the month in the Flex Space Gallery at the Urbana Furniture Lounge, which is located at 126 West Main Street in downtown Urbana. Flex Space is open Tuesday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Rosalind Schwartz, welcome.
Thanks. Good to be here.
Yeah. Before us here in the studio, we have a postcard that features one of the works in the show. It's a collage titled Interior with Two Lamps. Would you describe it for our listeners?
Sure. About 4 years ago, my husband and I went to Paris on a sabbatical. He's a professor in engineering, and so we coordinated our time together. And I spent most of the time going to museums, flea markets, and collected a lot of visual information of things that appealed to me. A lot of it has to do with design, interior design, some old postcards, some swatches of wallpaper. What I do with collage, which is something that I've recently focused on more in the last year, is I will take, I keep a large file of different kinds of images that I collect based strictly on if I like how it looks. I don't stop to think, well, now will this work, will that work? So I accumulate these images and then I tear them and manipulate them in such a way as to create kind of a reinterpretation of what might look like familiar subject matter, but it's composed in such a way where it has a new meaning.
Yeah. They're delightful, they're complex, and they're full of surprises. And I'm wondering, does the process of creating them and the end result hold surprises for you?
Oh, completely. Completely, completely. I used to get into discussions with my colleagues and students about this, but I really believe in, for me, and going back to my education, especially at Washington U, I had such a formal and excellent education that I feel I have a strong facility for the material. So that, instead of being stifling, it really liberates me from having to worry about how to accomplish certain techniques. So when I approach a collage or a painting, I try to not have an idea of what I'm doing. Meaning, I might have a vague idea of the kind of space I want or how I want the viewer to enter into the work, whether it's more confrontational or more interior and spatial. But I just start, I have little rules for myself, and I just start putting shapes down, forms down, lamps in this case. And sometimes I purposely set up a difficult visual situation that consciously I think potentially may not work. And then I try to kind of work through that. And so it really is, it's a challenge. And I find that a certain kind of facility that I have can be a little dangerous for me at times. So I try to set up roadblocks to push beyond the familiar.
Okay. Yeah. So you want to keep moving. It's an adventure, and you got to stay on the straight and narrow in one sense, but also it seems to me what you're saying here is you want to go off in new directions.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I want to end up with an image that I had no idea about from the outset. It has to be new and fresh. Otherwise, it just mimics what I've done in the past. And so I'm very eclectic in my work. I strongly believe in that kind of point of view of for the artist not to feel that they have to only do a certain kind of product. And when you start, when you get a lot of recognition, which I have had and still have, people start expecting you to do a certain type of work. Mm. Some years ago, I did still life painting, mm-hmm. a certain kind of still life painting, and the work just about completely sold. And then people will see you and they'll say, you know, where's that particular kind of work? So I evolve. My work has to reflect the kind of unfolding of my life, so to speak.
Yeah. What led you to collage? On the one hand, it seems very tactile.
Yes. Because it's, for practical reasons, it's quick. Painting is much more laborious, and I love it. I love it to death, but collage is more immediate. You kind of cut and paste, tear and paste. It fits my, the momentum of it fits my my mood, my how I pace myself at times, and it's quicker. And it has a strong effect on my painting because it kind of liberates. Yeah. Quite a bit.
In your artist statement, you say you are the child of an interior decorator.
Mm-hmm.
How has your mother's vocation and the materials she worked with influenced you?
That's a good question, and that's had a major impact on my work. And I've realized that more and more as years have gone on. And as I say in the statement that's in the show, that I was raised with just a very theatrical environment. Fabrics, velvets, damask wallpapers, antiques of every kind and every background, Italian, you know, modernist furniture, and a lot of huge tassels that were hanging from every door, cabinet,
yeah.
And everything. And so it was almost like a showroom more than a house. And at the time I didn't really appreciate it because I felt a bit suffocated at times because
yeah.
there was so much of it.
Uh-huh.
But it was just the most beautiful of the beautiful. And my mother had incredible taste. And I just kind of there are associations I make with the idea of the home, the interior, the family, not in a literal way, but in a psychodynamic kind of visual way. What kind of implications, you know, certain types of furniture have and so forth.
Yeah. I mentioned that the show continues through the end of the month, so we have two Saturdays left.
Correct.
Will you be around at the gallery in order to talk with people about your work?
Yes, I will be there tomorrow from 1 to 3, and next Saturday, which is the closing day, from 1 to 3. And I really enjoy doing that for people that come into the show and have questions, want to have a conversation. So I am there.
Yeah, very good. Well, I want to thank you so much for coming in and talking with me this afternoon.
Well, thank you, Celeste.
Artist Rosalind Schwartz. Her show, Collages and a Suite of Paintings, continues through the end of the month at the Flex Space Gallery at the Urbana Furniture Lounge, which is located at 126 West Main Street, right in the heart of downtown Urbana. Flex Space is open Tuesday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. And this Saturday and next Saturday, Rosalind Schwartz, will be there in the gallery to talk with folks and from 1 to 3. And you can also find more information about our guest, my guest in this portion of the program. She's got a website. You'll find her online at www.rosalindschwartz.com. And it's R-O-S-A-L-Y-N and Schwartz, S-C-H-W-A-R-T-Z. rosalindschwartz.com. Thanks again.
Thank you.